Okay, do I have anybody listening?
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE. KB8GA. Boy, speak of the devil. What's going on, old man?
Trying to check out my truck. I got the manual out for it. The stability track warning, ABS brake light crap all started flashing on the dash for no apparent reason. I was going down the road, so I don't know if there's a corroded connector or something messed up. When it first flashed up, it says something about, I forget how they phrased it, like basically work on stability track or you know, have it work. I don't remember how they phrased it, but something went haywire.
Yeah, we're almost to Linwood, I think. I don't know where are we at. Yeah, we're Standish, Linwood, something.
Oh, you're still way up by Standish. Okay.
We had a lot of storms, but you couldn't go over about 40 because you couldn't see the road.
Well, that doesn't sound like much fun to drive a camper in.
I had my magic squinter going so I could see.
Take you guys quite a while to pack up all your gear?
We got downboard on. Last little bit when we were strapping down the kayaks, we got rained on hard and it was cold.
Wow, that sucks. It's supposed to rain here. This morning at any rate, the report said around 7 o'clock and it only showed rain at 7 o'clock. Didn't even carry it up to 8 o'clock, so I don't know, will we get some or not, who knows.
Oh. I'm pretty happy with it the way it is right now down here. This is about like it was yesterday up there.
That's cool. Yeah, it's nice here right now. It's a little gray overcast to the east, but sunny and puffy clouds to the west. and it's all moving towards you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be happy to get back. I'm driving through that white knuckle and rain. But the upside of it was nice and cool on that one tire I got that's not so friendly looking.
Yeah, the air might not like water, so they want to stay inside of it.
Well, you know, I mean, that tire stayed nice and cool, and I like that tire.
Oh, heavens, yes. But, man, boy, tires are so crazy expensive. The new ones, it's just terrible.
Yeah, we're going back next weekend. There's blueberries everywhere, the little huckleberries. They're all over the place.
Ah, no kidding. That'd be awesome, dude. I love picking huckleberries. That's fun. And wild strawberries, we used to get into a mess of them years back, and my grandma used to make jam out of it. It never tastes strawberry jam as good as the jam made from those wild berries that grew up in the hills up there by Frankfurt.
South of Lovell's, they were just everywhere. I mean everywhere.
So you guys plan on going back up next weekend, huh?
We want to do some fishing and hanging antennas. Well, that was pretty cool. Getting back and forth with 1 watt on 80.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought when we went to 80, the static and everything would be worse. And the band was actually better in the morning on 80 than on 40. And the 1 watt thing, yeah, that was really cool. I thought that was just really impressive.
Yeah, the little true SDX rigs would have been, that would have shocked some people.
Yeah, you need to get yours built and you need some cases and stuff and tweak those things, you know. I mean, if I remember correctly, some of the inductors in there, you could spread or tighten up the windings on them to try to get more power out on the different bands and stuff. There's little tweaks and stuff, but if we got them going and tweaked them where they were as usable as they're going to be, that'd be a lot of fun to have that out in the field, like you're saying.
Yeah, if we find a good way of some kind of computer that didn't have that kind of current draw for running those Hermes, it would have been neat when it was really, really good. If I'd have had an 80-meter dipole, that could have went up another 50 feet higher with the feed line I got, I think. But if we'd have had another that much, and if I had an 80-meter dipole on my end, I think we could have done it with a tenth of a watt.
Damn, that is just crazy. K-E-H-K-E-H-K-E-K. Yeah, that is just... awesome, dude. That's, man. It's almost like that fella shouting into the microphone or the speaker or whatever, trying to talk, I forget how far, just using his own voice to produce electricity, you know, the current.
Video's a little low, Phil. I think we got about 15 miles till Bay City. I don't turn off that Linwood. Shoot the back way around.
How's Einstein doing and the other dog?
Einie's doing good. I think he misses the other one. We went to Dairy Queen and got their Mexican, what was it called? Mexican hot chocolate. Boy, you should try that one. My sugar's going through the roof. We both got a Coney. it was pretty good. I can't complain. I mean, they serve Kogels there.
Okay, what happened to the other dog?
We had to have her put down. It was bad.
Ah, bummer. Sorry to hear that. I was afraid you were going to say that. And you said, Einstein misses her, you know. Ah, that sucks. My condolences to you guys, to Diane. I sure know what that feels like to lose dogs.
Have to hog up on that microphone, Phil. You're awful quiet.
Okay. I was just saying condolences to you guys, to Diane. It's sad. I didn't know that you would put the dog down. That's always a real sad time. Sorry to hear that.
I've never been a part of that before. It was a relatively peaceful process. I was shocked at how quick that it went. You know, I was really shocked. There's a lot of things that I've never seen, and that was one of them. You know, it was fairly peaceful.
Yeah, we had to have Sue put down last year, and like you said, it's quick. I remember the first time I've ever witnessed an animal being put down, it was Buzz Lightyear, or Pomeranian, and that was an awesome dog, too. And, yeah, when they put that injection in there, I mean, it's just basically like flipping a switch, just like 1 or 2 seconds, and, man, their head just drops, and, you know, within just a short period of time, they're gone. You know, it's shockingly fast. I had no idea myself.
Two different chemicals they used, and first one puts them out, and then the next one puts them down, and it was peaceful. I don't know why they couldn't make it that easy on humans. You know, you always hear about them botching that stuff, and it sure seemed like it was pretty relatively peaceful process to me.
No, I hear you. It sure didn't look like our dogs when we had to put down, like they were in pain or anything, you know, they're just quiet, you know. And, I understand what you're getting at, that people that speak out against, you know, capital punishment, oh, it's inhumane, it's painful, and this and that, you know. That's just a bunch of crap, for the most part, I think. You know, maybe flying is quite painful for a moment. Electric chair I don't know if I'd rather be shot or electrocuted. I choose neither, actually. But, for the most part, like the lethal injection thing and all that, I think that's just a bunch of horse crap about how painful it is. But then, again, I don't know, but it seems like if it's anything like what the dogs go through, it ain't nothing really.
Hear them botching them, having to do it like 3 times. I don't know how they could screw that up.
Must be a DEI hire, figuring out how much to give or something.
Is that, or they done it all?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I would imagine it goes by body weight, just like most medications, and it's, you know, somebody weighs 100 pounds, they don't need nearly as much of it as like a 400-pounder. I don't know. Diana probably know more about it than either you or me, but, how do you block something like that? And then you even hear about the electric chair when they block that. Can you imagine being an electric chair and it's just zapping the crap out of you, so burning tissue and stuff, and you're still alive, and you got to do it 2 or 3 times? That's just nuts, dude. I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, KB8OE. Yeah, we're coming around, we're just about around, coming around the lake here. Nope, still firing field over there to the left.
The second there, I thought you were going to start to sing, "We'll be coming around the mountain when she comes." Ba ba ba.
Flat up here, buddy. About as close as you can get farm country without having cows out in the road.
I can't read all E-K-U-T-K. Yeah, I remember years back driving like through Saginaw and stuff, and those farm fields, just the blackest, richest dirt, like crazy, man. Some of the, maybe some of the best soil in the whole state, I don't know, but some of it looks black like coal, man.
A lot of that up here, and where they grow the potatoes is a lot of sand, and all around Munger.
Are you liking this warm weather?
I tell you, loading up them kayaks, buddy, we got downpour on, and it was a cool rain. We jumped in the camper before we locked it up, took off. Had to change our clothes because we look like a couple drowned rats.
Must have been quite a spectacle.
People that live in the next towns over that camp there just rent a campsite to be down there on that lake. Just nice. You'll have to go up there with me sometime. It's just a nice place, you know.
So, what's the name of the campsite you stay at?
I'll tell you a little bit more when I get to the house. I don't wanna advertise right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was just wondering, is it like got primitive areas with electricity? Is there like hand pumps for water around there? What kind of a setup is it, man?
A lot of nice lakes around Lewiston. I'll go that far with it, but a lot of nice fishing lakes around there too. Guy could just about limit out.
That's cool. I've never spent much time over around Lewiston. I mean, I've been up by Hillman, Atlanta, and some other stuff up there, rabbit hunting stuff years ago. Jack snowshoes, you know, in the wintertime and whatever. And more spent time on the west, northwest side of the state, you know, up by Benzie County and Beulah, Frankfort. Sometimes we go to Traverse City, and Traverse City was a lot smaller back in the day. It wasn't such a touristy, trapped, liberal cesspool like it is now.
Yeah. These ratchet straps on these kayaks going brrrr. They've been oscillating the whole ride at about the same pitch, same frequency as the motor. And every once in a while, a little, ooh, look at that T-bird. Every once in a while, it'll resonate and it'll start warbling. Rrr, 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 rrr. It's funny. But, it's annoying, but it isn't too bad. It was worth it to be able to do what we did up there. Yeah, you guys should check it out. I don't know if you got a tent or anything, but it's a nice place to tent camp.
Yeah, like I was asking though, do they have hand pumps for water and stuff available around there, or do you got to run down to the lake and get buckets out? What do you do?
There's one hand pump. It seems like there used to be two. But, yeah, there's no electricity down there. A couple people fire up generators, surface charge batteries, but, you know, they don't fire them up after 10, 11 o'clock.
I'd probably just take one of my power stations and a solar panel, keep it topped off during the day somewhat. If I went up there for more than a day, it'd probably take something like that up here with me, but I wouldn't take a fossil fuel generator or anything, because to me I wouldn't be up here long enough, and I try not to use that much, like, you know, power.
I never even run one battery down while I was up there, but we use oil lamps too.
Yeah, now we're talking the old oil lamps, candles and stuff, and kind of makes it like old school, you know, just kind of like that. Things were a lot more peaceful back in the day.
I can send you a message. But I didn't have enough of a signal to re-up my, reboost my boost. So, there's a several, I guess I'm not going now. There's several, I should have turned off up there. Boy, I'm just going the wrong way. This will work. The milk cans, the stainless cans, I don't know if you've seen any of those pictures or videos.
Oh, yeah, I think he told me where you got them. I'm not sure I remember. Was it eBay or, you know, where did you source those from? But, yeah, those look really handy.
No, I bought these ones at garage sale years and years, decades ago. But you can get them, order them, and then pick them up at Walmart for pretty reasonable. I sent you a link to them, but I have two of them, so they're even to carry when you fill both of them, you know. You're not, like, leaned over one side, because they hold an awful lot.
Oh, yeah, the same's true as 5-gallon buckets. You know, it's actually easier to carry a balanced load, like you said, so you're not having to lean or try to carry it, you know, between your legs with two hands. Where it's so damn awkward, yeah. No, that's absolutely the best way to go. Two of them.
These ones I have aren't identical, but they're close enough. But I picked them up. I think I got these at a garage sale or picked them up online. They're just handy, and I keep one for the fresh water for dipping per cup, you know, and refilling the coffee percolator. Then the other one I use on the hot water, I put some eggs in there. When I warm it up, I'll bring it almost to a boil and shut it down. I got hot water for washing up and just doing the sink stuff, KB8OE, and then pull them eggs out with some barbecue tongs and throw them in a container. I got to get my three-way fridge set up inside this camper. These only come with an ice box, this little camper did.
Oh, okay. But you used your gas stove, didn't you?
Of course. There's a video on my picture, a video on my Facebook page, but I use that for the coffee in the first morning. I made pancakes. Then I make bacon on them. But most of the cooking I do is on the stove.
Yeah, it looked like you had a device there, kind of like a leaning little tower-like thing for making toast, like you had bread standing up on it.
Did see it, yeah. Yep, that was, it's my toaster.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a long, long time. That was cool. But, yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Nice getting away like that. Where did you guys get wood for your campfire? Did you just go scrounging around, or did you bring wood with you? What'd you do?
You're not supposed to transfer long distances like that. So we stayed in county, and there's a couple people that sell it there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not thinking about that. I mean, I suppose if I had nothing but split wood, no bark, and I was just taking a small amount, I wouldn't worry so much, but I had better to just obey the law. But I can sure understand somebody brings some crappy old wood up and it's just full of eggs and God knows what, you know, and set it on the ground out there overnight and stuff goes wandering off and a bunch of other stuff. That'd be really bad.
You need to get up there, Phil. You guys need to pick up some kayaks and some other fun stuff. And you camp alongside us. We've got the mode of getting cleaned up at the fire and whatnot.
Yeah, these HTs start to get a little warm when you're talking on them a long time, don't they?
I don't Yeah, it is. Where do we go now?
Probably that way.
We go that way?
Yeah, and then we went right down to the bridge and we went over.
Okay. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, that's I've done that before. Why don't I let you go for a while and get off here in case somebody else wants to use this repeater. And give me a holler back in a half hour or so if you want. I'll keep my radio on.
Sounds good. 8th Street Road. Yeah, I gotta figure out where I'm at. 7-3, I'll holler at you later. Katie at all.
Alright, Mike. You guys have a safe journey. Find your way. 7-3 KDOEKHEK.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KCH, CLM. Monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.